Amen. Father God, we just thank you for being our God. You're an awesome God. You're the awesome God. That's all I can say. You're an awesome God. You're bringing us through all of these things, these trials that we've gone through, Lord, and these bigger trials that are coming. We're going to walk right through them, Lord, with your help. And we praise you for it. With your grace and your mercy, Lord, we're going to be here till it's time to come up to you, Lord. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, Father, for this great shaking that's fixing to happen, Lord, that it won't be as bad as the prophet says. And you told us this, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that you're going to save our families, save all of your elect, and help them to get to places where you want them, Lord, where they would do the most good. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I don't know if I can tell this on the broadcast. I better check first. Anyway, just be praying. Anybody got a prayer request? Anybody got a prayer request? Oh, praise God. Everybody prayed up. Okay.
I'll pray. I'll pray, Michael.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Father, I thank you for your goodness towards us all, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for all the work you're doing in us and what you're doing around the world with using evil for good, turning things around. Thank you that there is seems to be a move of your Holy Spirit in people's hearts. At least what I've been able to glean from a lot of the media that I've seen on YouTube and on other media videos and what people are saying that they're reading their Bibles, they're seeking the Lord, they're repenting and turning to you, God. They're turning to Jesus. They want to be like, they want to be, they want to be like the people that they hear talking about Jesus and all that. And I thank you, Lord, for drawing them into your word and showing them that they should want to be like you, Jesus, and seek after holiness and righteousness. And I thank you that you are truly working and that people are getting filled with your Holy Spirit. That's my prayer, that people are really running after you and wanting to get to believe your word and get filled with the Holy Ghost and believe what your word says and turning their lives over to you and surrendering. There really is a revival that you're doing around the globe, Lord. And I thank you for doing all that. I thank you for working all things after the counsel of your will and for your good pleasure. I praise you, Lord, my brothers and sisters, and we thank you that you are sovereign over all things, good and evil, and all the plans and purposes that you have, you're going to bring to pass. And we know that every word of prophecy you're going to bring to pass in your way, your timing, and that you would be glorified, and that Jesus would be exalted, and that people would be turned on fire for Jesus and really want to know Jesus, really want to know and be a disciple of Christ. I thank you for also, God, just turning people away from the apostate church. They would be wanting to know and act what the Bible teaches, and that there would be signs and wonders, and that they would question the things that they are seeing and not seeing, like where is the signs and wonders? Where is the power of the Holy Spirit? And that it's not just the letter. And I thank you for doing more than we can ask or think. regarding our family members, Lord, that we know you're working in them too. And we just pray against all the lies, the slander, the false theologies and doctrines and patriotism and all these things that seem to hinder and blind the minds of others, Lord, and that they'll come out of that just like you brought us out of that. Lord, in your way and your timing, you're going to do it. And you've already begun a good work in us, and you've begun a good work in them. And all of your chosen, and you who began a good work, shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you, God, for anointing and blessing our brothers in Christ, Lord, who are running after you and believing you in all faith to be in the man child, to be part of the fivefold ministry, to be the leadership that are going to lead your people in these days, and that you get them ready. You get us all ready, Lord, and help us to be the ministers, the servants, and that your witnesses and your light to whomever we speak to, that our lives are a witness through you, Lord, that they see the revelation of Jesus Christ in us, that they see who we are in Christ, that we are representatives of your kingdom, Lord, and that they will know that there's something different, and that your anointing would be on all of us, Lord, when we go to minister or just to help somebody, or that the anointing would be there. You'd use us to heal people. You would use us to speak words of life and faith and hope into the hearts of other people, Lord, and just brag on you, and that we are witnesses, Lord, to brag on you and what you've already done for us. And I thank you for doing that. I thank you, Lord, for doing that for us, and that you live in us and we don't forget who we are. I pray that everyone is encouraged about the Bible study that's been going on about having faith for the wilderness that's about to take place, and they're really encouraged by what they've been hearing and reading. And their heart is towards you, God, and they have faith to believe what your word says, and that testimonies that David has shared, and testimonies that we've shared amongst ourselves, which you've already done for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've just gotten the okay to go ahead and share it with y'all. If you know anything about the prophetic words that we've gotten about the Abrahamic covenant to be signed that makes a two-state solution in Israel. You know that also that when that happens, 3 days after that, there will be an earthquake. The New Madrid earthquake would happen, which would start a bunch of them. They passed it a few minutes ago. So they said 3 days after the Lord told us that 3 days after the Abrahamic covenant was signed, the New Madrid earthquake was be set off, would be going. So it has been signed. According to what I've heard from David, he heard it from the highest source. So that's where we are. The thing that we need to pray about is pray about the people that are in those areas, that God's people in those areas would be saved and our families to be saved if you're anywhere near those that fault. Now, from what I understand, when that fault goes, the San Andreas fault will go, as will the East the Tennessee Valley fault will also go, or the Tennessee fault will go also after the New Madrid. That's going to trigger both of those. That's from past prophecies. Excuse me. Anybody got any questions? Other than that, everything's going to be cool. Yeah, Ben.
After that whole sort of thing happens, what should we expect after that?
during that time, I suspect that the man-child ministry will be anointed, as will the bride also, and that the refuge will be made and people will be coming to the refuges. And I don't believe that the Lord is just going to stop with one or two earthquakes, because in the past we've heard words that once it starts, it ain't stopping. You remember what happened 9/11. People went to church for about a month. I mean, they flocked to the churches right after 9/11. And about a month afterwards, they all quit going. He's going to keep it going for a while. And after that, you're asking, this is the start of the it's going to be pretty close to the start of the tribulation, if not starting pretty quick. The covenant of many has been, I think it's already been signed, or if it's not been signed, it's very close to being signed. That's the Nasseri, just Sarah. Yeah, well, that was an event that kind of shook the United States pretty good. But as we found out later on, it was done by people in government. Anyway, Lord, I just thank you for giving everybody that's praying, that will pray, the wisdom and discernment and understanding as to what to pray and how to pray. And Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for saving all of your elect from these places. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that even those that you have chosen that haven't come to you yet, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for that. The wilderness is right here, just about it. The wilderness is here where a lot of things are going to be taken away. Just non-essential stuff like food, water, electricity, that kind of stuff. Just like it was when the Israelis went into their wilderness. Same thing. So Lord, I thank you for giving us all bold faith to believe and trust you and your promises in your word of God. And if we trust your promises, Lord, that's all we got to do. If we trust you, Lord, it's that trust that's in us. You're in us. If you're in us, we don't have to worry about a thing. Because we're created in your image. And when we pray, we know you listen and you answer. Has anybody got any questions or anything? I just doesn't look like anybody too disturbed. That's good. Praise God. Or can y'all even hear me? You can't hear me?
I can hear you. My internet was acting up, but there's nothing wrong with my internet, and there's nothing wrong with your internet, in Jesus' name.
Nope, there's not. Amen. Ben, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Andrew, you can. Josephus, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. You hear that broadcaster's voice there? Oh, my. Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I know Anna can hear me. Okay. What happened? I heard something tingle. What was that? Oh, my. Okay. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Anything they'd like to pray about? Go ahead, man.
I was talking to Karen not too long ago about the man child, and she's a little confused about it because she never really heard it before. And I don't blame her because I didn't really see it for the first time either. And I had a hard time kind of explaining it to her. I showed her Revelation, I showed her where it talks about it kind of in Corinthians and all that, but and then I really tried to explain the book of Esther to her because she really enjoys that book. And she's having a hard time with it, and she mixes up. She's a post-tribber, so she's not a
That's good.
pre-tribber, praise God. But she gets pre-trib doctrine mixed in with the post-trib, which is, I guess, whatever. Like, she believes the white horse rider to be the Antichrist, and there's just little things like that that I tried, yeah. And I tried to explain all that to her, and I don't know if she received. She definitely listened to me, and she really. She's had experiences with tongues, so I do believe that she is filled with the Holy Spirit. She says she has a hard time praying in her tongues. I don't know if she feels comfortable with it. But yeah. I can't teach her it because I don't fully understand it myself, or at least not enough to be able to really put it into scripture and to really explain it all that well. But I was hoping we could pray for that because, well, if what you're saying is going to happen, Michael, it's within an arm's reach.
Well, was there a question there?
No, not really. It was mostly just a question if you could pray for it.
Sure. Well, Lord, there are a lot of people out there in the Pentecostal circles, full gospel circles, that believe that tongues is the least of the gifts. But I, for one, am convinced that it's one of the most important of the gifts, if not number one. And Lord, I thank you for impressing upon Karen to practice her tongues and to pray daily as many times, as long as she can. And get more every day, and more every day, and more every day, because that'll be the entrance to her hearing your voice. And we praise you, Father, for that. Not only that, it's the entrance to the spiritual portal that God has available for us. And I call it a portal because that's the terminology that we use. It's not a portal, it's just another aspect of God's kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for doing that for Karen, that you would not be fearful of speaking in tongues, and that it would be a boldness come over her when she does, and a sensitivity in the spiritual realm that will open up her eyes to see the book of your book, Lord, in a way she's never experienced it before. It gives her new revelations. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for that. She'll be able to read the Bible spiritually speaking rather than fleshly. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're doing a mighty work in her, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Julie. Do you want to pray, or do you just.
Yeah. Well, also just kind of want to encourage Ben to, if you can, pray with her and encourage her to listen to teachings on UBM website about the Holy Spirit. There's a bunch. David's got some, Michael's got some, and there's another one by Rex Barron. He was, about the Holy Spirit and tongues and all of that. And I would also encourage you to pray with her. And just keep asking for understanding. Encourage Karen when she prays to ask for understanding. to ask for understanding of the word and about these things. And you said it's not something you can teach, and I get that because, you can't teach what you don't know and understand fully. But I would encourage you to either A, listen to the audios in the 1 hour on The Man-Child Bride. There's a book also in PDF. And because that talks, I think, talks a lot about the end times, and it'll help put things together. That's what was coming to my mind about, things. I remember getting filled. I knew the gift of tongues was real because God just gave me that understanding that it was real. And I knew my sister, who was born again before I was. I knew she prayed in tongues, and I heard other people praying in tongues when I was on the phone with them in a group, group prayer meeting. And I'm like, I want that. I want that. I knew it was real, and I knew I just was believing the Bible was real. So it's like I wanted the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to pray in tongues. And it was one of those things. I sought after the gifts. I read the Bible, and it's like I wanted exactly what Paul taught, is to seek earnestly for the gifts and the higher gifts and that kind of thing. So, and I just want to pray for Karen right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our sister in Christ. And we just bind up all the religious spirits and spirits of confusion and unbelief and any lying spirit that's come in there to try to twist and pervert any of the truth that Ben's tried to share with her, or other people have the truth and have tried to share with her and trying to pervert the truth. We bind all that and we break it off of Karen now in the name of Jesus. We break off that Antichrist spirit that might be trying to hinder her from receiving anything that's just causing her to be in unbelief or skeptical or not wanting whatever lies come in there that has blasphemed the Holy Spirit in tongues and anything else that she may have picked up along the way. And what she may have perceived in other churches that would be hindering her, we find is command that to be broken off of her in the name of Jesus. And I ask God that you would give her clarity and that she would get the understanding that gifts are from you and it's an awesome gift and it's a powerful gift. And the devil hates her and doesn't want her to have it. And I ask also, Lord, that you would give wisdom and discernment and words to speak to Ben, to speak to her. And that they would come into agreement with your word when they pray, and that she would understand that. And give her a hunger and thirst for you, Lord. Give her a hunger and thirst to want these things that Ben's talking to her about, or whatever she might be listening to of unleavened bread, or wherever she is. God, you see, everything, what she's spending her time reading and listening to. If any of it's not of you and is misdirecting her, we just command that to be severed in Jesus' name. We pray blessings on her, Lord. And that she would earnestly desire the Holy Spirit and all the gifts and everything you have. And I also pray that you would encourage your Lord to listen to testimonies of other people, not necessarily through UBM, but there's so much out there that people testify of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's all kinds of things. So she would get light, Lord. We pray that light would be come into wherever she's walking in darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, Kenneth Hagin's got a wonderful teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and tongues, of course, and also does Derek Prince and also Curry Blake. He's got a real extended one on tongues. That's a good one. Hey, Josie. Okay. Anyone else? Here's the way I see the sequence of events. They signed the Abrahamic Accord, which was set off in 3 days, the 20, what is today? 23rd, which will be the 26th. Set off to New Madrid, which at the same time, possibly, the man child will be anointed. And a lot of things will start happening then. Tribulation will start, and The man child will take the bride into the wilderness. After that, yeah, Missy.
Isn't there an East Coast quake before the New Madrid?
Not this, nope.
I thought there was an East Coast, then New Madrid, then California.
That was Sandy's
And
dream. That was Sandy's dream.
yeah.
But the Lord, whether it could be, I don't know. You know how the Lord is. He could follow Sandy's dream.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking,
All I know is what we've heard here in the last little bit, and that is that 3 days after
right.
the accord is signed, that the New Madrid will go. Now, yeah, you're right. You could be right. They could go ahead and the East Coast could go ahead and go too. I don't know.
Yeah,
That
I always thought
that's
that
not
could.
out of the question for sure.
Yeah. So I always thought that was always the first one. And so, I mean, if we get one here before the 26th.
Well, the Lord warned us about the New Madrid, so I don't know about the East Coast. We'll see. It was the East Coast, the New Madrid, and then simultaneously the West Coast and the Tennessee Fault. Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
Little geography question. That's closer to the southern side of the United States, right? Or am I completely lost on your map here?
Yeah, you're lost. The
Okay.
New Madrid, the New Madrid just follows the Mississippi up.
Oh.
It follows the Mississippi up. It cuts the United States in half from east to west.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. All of you can expect all of the bridges on the Mississippi and the tributaries going into it are going to be knocked out anywhere close to it. Now, initially, we had dreams that the New Madrid would be a 55, a 50-mile, in a lot of places, 50-mile chasm that would be built, that it would be filling up with the water from the Great Lakes and flood the Midwest in a lot of places. And that's why it's so devastating. But the Lord has told us since then that it's not going to be as bad as we initially had dreams and visions about. In His grace and His mercy, because we're praying against it, we're praying against it being as bad as He had told us before. So. That's what happened. That's the middle one. And then the East Tennessee is the one that gets where we are here. It'll be over here, all over here. It'll make a place here, run everybody out. Anyway, that's basically it. And then it's going out to the, at the same time, it'll be going out to the West Coast, to the San Andreas Fault, and just chop off a piece of California over there somewhere. I don't know where. But Judy's going to be fine. The Lord's going to keep her in safety. She may have to tread water a little while, but it ain't going to be long. No, she won't. What was that thing? It looked like a UFO going up through there. Anyway, I did. All I saw was a little thing going up. Oh, yeah, that thing. Okay, you're praying. Okay, yeah. Praise the Lord. But anyway, But what we understand from past prophetic words through the years is that once this thing starts, it ain't stopping. It's going to be shaking all over the world. God's going to take care of his people, and he's going to bring his people out from under all of those apostate churches and apostate religions. And this is going to be the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. And we all need to be ready for it. And I think we are. I'm just going to believe that we're all ready for that we are ready for. How many of you trust God implicitly? That means with everything that you've got, that's where we need to be right there. Me too. I trust him with everything. I believe when I pray, those things are answered. Those prayers are answered. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
I have a question. I know that you, David, heard it. Was this agreement, this signed agreement of the Abraham Accord, was this made known nationally and globally? Is it out
Like
there on the media?
I told
Is
you,
it on the media?
like I told you, I just heard it a few minutes before I came on. I
Yeah.
hadn't looked on the internet, so I don't know. I did see a YouTube dealer in Israel somewhere that they had hundreds or thousands of people there, and they were talking about passing that thing or getting it passed. And so I don't know. That's the only thing I've seen on it. They were just talking. They wasn't doing any voting or anything like that. Yeah, Missy.
I was looking just a little bit earlier, and I wasn't seeing anything announced yet. I was searching, and sometimes you don't put the right words in and stuff like that. Or I mean, I was like trying to be as specific as I could, and all I'm seeing is stuff that it supposedly like 10, 11 days ago they voted, but that wasn't like the final vote.
Oh,
So.
I hadn't even heard that.
Yeah. I
Okay.
mean, that's all over the place 10, 11 days ago that it was agreed upon by 142 nations, I think, or something is what I saw.
Well, the last one that I saw was Canada, UK, and Australia had agreed that Hamas should have a part of Israel. Not Hamas, but the Palestinian should
Yeah,
have a
US
part.
ally did, but not the US itself had well,
Well, David
it's my
just told me.
understanding that President Trump doesn't agree with it, but he's not the only one that has a say.
I've never heard him say that. In fact, I've heard him say the just the opposite. So we could be getting two conflicting things there. So we'll see. I know he'd been warned.
Well, like I said, it's my understanding he's not the only one, that it's not totally on his opinion, what he wants to do. He's not the only one that can make that decision as far as the US goes, is my understanding.
Israel's the one that has to make the decision.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like as far as the US is concerned, what the US wants to do, it's not only President Trump's
Oh, no.
he's not the only one that makes that decision as far as what the U US wants to do.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know. That's all I know is what he's told me, and best thing to do is just pray and believe. that your people are going to be saved, and the kingdom's going to be increased by a bunch of folks. And it's going to be incumbent upon us to help a lot of folks in the times ahead. Where are y'all, Andrew, in relationship to the Great Lakes?
Well, the closest lake is Lake Ontario, but that's pretty far still. Like the part that empties into the St. Lawrence is about 100 kilometers away in Kingston.
Okay. 100 kilometers. Okay, is it
But
east
there's
of you
a,
or west of you?
it's southwest.
Southwest. Okay, all right.
Yeah. There's a canal that goes from Kingston to Ottawa. We built it because you Americans were going to attack us. That was back in the 1800s. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now
All right.
it's for all people's motorboats and pleasure craft.
Okay. I've only seen the one of the Great Lakes, and that's the one is whatever's in Chicago there. I was in Chicago here a few years. Is that Erie? Yeah, I think
That's
so.
like, no, that's Lake Michigan. Lake
Like,
Michigan is by Chicago, because I used to live in Chicago.
okay. Say, boy from the South don't know these North Yankee stuff. It's cold, I can tell you that, Barbara. I saw ice cube floating around in that thing when I was up there in December. I ain't talking about no lilies either. I'm talking about iceberg size. Whew. All right, Julie.
You didn't see my, I don't think you saw my message in the chat. I just asked, I said, is it the alliance that agrees with this signing this Abraham Accord? Or who is it, the United Nations? I can't remember. You'll have to help me. Who signs this? Who made that decision? Who is it between?
I don't know. I would say Israel has to agree. I would say the Palestinians would have to agree. And as far as the rest of them, I don't know. I don't think it's up to anybody but Israel and Palestine, but they may have votes to poll or see, you know, what the world thinks about it. Might help them. I don't know. I really don't know, Julie, how it all comes about.
Okay. I can't remember either. But I just thought it was like, so if they are signing it, is Israel and Palestine is between them, then if ha it has to be somehow the United States and others is like, why else would God divide the US if the US didn't have
Yeah.
something to do with it?
Yep.
That's what
Yep.
I was just
Well,
questioning.
last count I had, Trump was all for it. If it brought peace, and he thought it did, and he was told about it, about the prophetic word, so he didn't choose to follow it, and that's why Ben and Andrew, that's why they're going to split the U.S. in half because of that. Two-state solution that they're coming up with, they've come up with. There's some things that we found out here just recently, very recently, about Israel. There's more Jews in Palestine than there are in Israel. The Palestinians, a lot of the Palestinians themselves got more DNA from the Jewish side than the Jews do, the so-called Jews do. That's because some generations and generations back, the Muslims came in and threatened them with their life if they didn't come to their religion, and they came to their religion. And generations of it. Now here it is, you know. Go ahead, Ben.
When you say it's going to cut America in half, physically or politically?
Physically.
Like a sort of like a civil war kind of thing.
No, it's going to do it physically. The
Okay.
New Madrid Fault goes all the way to the Canadian border, all the way down to the Gulf.
So
And
like from Mississippi to what's
the
my I failed geography in high school.
split's going to be like this. Here is Indiana, and here is what is that next to it? Ohio, Illinois. I don't know all them Yankee ones. Yeah, it's going to be split from
Illinois
there.
is right beside Indiana.
Yeah, and all the way down
Okay.
like that. And here's Tennessee. Here's Arkansas on the west side. Tennessee on the east side. Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana. Mississippi be on the west east side. Arkansas and Louisiana be on the west side. Louisiana all the way down, just like that, splitting like that all the way up. There's a bunch of bridges. There's a bunch of bridges that cross over the Mississippi. Every little old town up and down that Mississippi got a bridge. Ain't gonna be there after this. You'll have to get you one of those Mexican boats and get across, you know. Yeah. Either that or be translated. And I think a lot of the man child's gonna be
We
translated.
call them canoes up here.
Do they?
We
Well, if you saw some of the boats that they had coming across the Red River,
yeah.
you wouldn't they wouldn't I don't know if they're boats or just life preservers. Go ahead, Andrew. A plank.
Wouldn't such an item kind of affect even every other nation, like in North America, like Canada too, because it's pretty big,
Yes.
you know. And
Yeah.
if you're talking about other offshoots to this, then you know we're on a Canadian shield here, but there is a big fault here through Ottawa. My parents' house was right next to it, actually. And but I'm pretty like it's across town now, but yeah.
It's
Anyway, and there's
depending.
some faults that are so ancient that they haven't gone off in hundreds of years, I guess.
Well,
Hello? Hello?
the thing about this fault is it'll set off a bunch of other faults. And I believe it's just going to trickle all over the world at some point. I don't know if you know it or not, but there's been massive earthquakes here just recently. That was a 7.8 off the coast of Russia just the other day, couple of days ago. Ring of Fire has just got dots all over it. I'm sorry, I don't have any more information about that than I have, but I was just trying to see if this thing was going to happen. When I asked him that, he actually came up and told me. That you, Julie? Oh, new scum, gotta go.
Oh, you just saw that when you're talking
Yeah.
about the earthquakes in the part of California. Then, you know, I'm kidding.
I guess you are if you say you are. Yeah, I know you're kidding. Okay, anybody else? Has anybody got any questions as to the sequence of events that's fixing to happen? We'll see if we can answer them. I don't know if I can, but we'll try. Yeah, Anna.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to pray. If you think it's
Okay.
appropriate to pray
Yes, ma'am.
for the Lord to keep, I'm sorry, it's Kayla. If you think it's appropriate for the Lord to keep the infrastructure across,
Yes.
you were saying like all the bridges will be down, and we prayed obviously for our valley, but could we pray that the Lord would keep, wherever he would have it to keep, be kept?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was dealing with
Yeah.
Lakayla there. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just send forth the angels to go and hold up the bridges or whatever means necessary. Lord, it's obviously bridges are not the only important thing, but gas lines, power lines, water lines, people's septic lines down into their own septic second, just all types of things, Lord. They just everything is in the ground or above the ground, and we just send forth the angels to go and preserve everything that is needed for the sake of the elect, for the sake of each elect's house, Lord, that roads would be intact where your elect are, that bridges would be intact where your elect are. Lord, we know that you've been gathering your people together in areas and that those areas would be protected like Goshen in Jesus' name, that it would be a sign to the unbelievers and part of the what starts the revival, Lord, that they'd be like, hey, how come your house is all working and plumbed up and mine's not? Lord, that it would be a testimony to the
Amen.
unbelievers, and that many things, Lord, despite all reasonable, what's the word I'm looking for? Despite all the reason that it would have to have crumbled the way the land is, Lord, that things would be supernaturally kept for a sign. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for keeping Food City open too. Amen. Okay. All right. Yeah, Julie.
And supernaturally just put food in our cabinets and our refrigerators, in our pantry, all these places that we would already have it, Lord, that whatever the need may be for ourselves and neighbors and those who are without, that don't worry about it. We've got this, and Lord, keep the power grid up in all places, Lord, that that won't be taken down. Thank you, Lord, for clean water. Sewer and all these things that we take for granted that we have every day, that when these things are not because of some catastrophe and people go without, Lord, that this will be preserved as well. And anything else that we haven't thought of, Lord, that because we don't, our minds don't always think that way about the what ifs, because we just trust you, Lord, that you're going to take care of it. Thank you, Lord, for having people out of harm's way where there's going to be danger, that they would be home where they'll be where they're supposed to be. And that we have complete peace and rest in you, Lord, because we know the truth. We know that you're our Father and you're going to take care of us. That you would remove any doubt, fear, anxiety, worry, stress, and that we would just continue to believe our prayers for our loved ones and family members that you're going to provide for them and take care of them. You're our refuge and our fortress. We have a Psalm 91 covering, Lord, and that goes for all the people we've been praying for, Lord, and we thank you. When trouble comes, Lord, you'll bring us through it and you'll provide
Amen.
for us through it. And we have no need of anything because you're our shepherd, you're our God, you're our Father, you own everything, you're in sovereign control over all these events and how they take place. And we do ask God for your great, great, great mercy and grace with the judgments that you're bringing, that you remember your mercy in them, God, because you want to save people alive. Lord, you want
Amen.
to provide for your people alive, and that a lot of these judgments are to take out the wicked. They are to take out the wicked. They are to take down the deep state. They are to take out the, you are very precise with your judgments. And, the wicked, they're going to fall into their own traps. The wicked are going to fall into their own snares. All their plans, schemes, and devices that they've been sending against us, Lord, we reap what we sow. And somehow you're going to take, you can use these judgments to take out the wicked, and we have to remember that it's not on the righteous. You want to save people, and you know when everyone needs to come into your presence when their time on earth is done. So help us just to be resting in that as well, Father, because you're an awesome God. There's no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you in all of the world. And we trust in your sovereign plan in all of this, God, because you are bringing things to pass that are written in your word. And we have fear of nothing. We have no fear of evil, no fear of dread, no fear of or dread of anything coming against us. And we just rest in you. And you're our awesome God. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hard man. Thank you, Julie.
Lord Father God, we just want to thank you for being sovereign and in control of all these situations that are happening. Lord Father God, I pray that all of the emergency services are going to be acute that day. They will be at 100% capacity. Everyone's going to be on their on a good day that day, and that they're all going to be working good, and all of their cars are going to be running great, and whatever sort of machinery they need, it's going to run perfectly. And I rebuke any sort of organization that wants to take advantage of the people that are going to be suffering in this situation, Father. I rebuke any involvement of corrupt organizations that want to steal during these situations, Father. We've seen a lot of disgusting acts of certain organizations that did not help, but actually hinder help from people in, I forget where all the floods were, Father, but I just rebuke any kind of plans or any sort of people that want to get money or steal. Lord Father God, I send forth my angels to stop any sort of evil person that wants to take people's belongings, take people's money, take people's property. Lord Father God, I just pray that you watch over the people that are suffering the most, the innocent people, the people with children and young families, Father. I just pray that you protect them the most. And thank you, Father, for being full of grace and full of love and full of mercy. Thank you, Father, for all that you have for us and all these people. Lord, Father God, we know that these things are supposed to happen, and that these things are ways that you're going to shift the world to what you want to make it. But Father, we just pray for your mercy. Mercy over all, and destruction over the people that want to do evil. We know you're a just God, Father, but we also know you're a merciful one, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy over this, that it's not going to be as bad as people have prophesied about. Like you told us to pray. And I thank you, Father, that it's not going to be as bad as we think in Jesus' name. But it's going to be a warning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anyone else? Lord, I pray right now that everybody that's listening, everybody that's here, and everyone that's going to be listening, that they would trust you with everything. They just trust you for their walk, their families, their friends, and all of those things that they want to trust you for. And Lord, there's no fear. We command fear to go in Jesus' name, that we are set our mind on you. And when we've got our set our minds on you, there's no fear. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for giving us the when it seems like all hell is breaking loose, Lord, that your people would stand together and go out and help the people that are in hurting, and attending to them in a way that you've already given us the power to do. And I praise you for it, Father. Through your Holy Spirit, Father, we will be led. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the revival is fixing to happen. It's fixing to happen. I can see already the start of this thing, even with the Charlie Kirk assassination attempt. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, that that is the start and you're going to finish it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bring them in, Lord, bring them in. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Missy.
I'm trying to think here. Yesterday, Julie had sent me a piece of Tucker's Carlson's speech at Charlie's memorial, and I showed it to Marone. He watched it, and he said that VP Vance said that. Something to the effect that in the past 10 days he hasn't spoken the name of Jesus as much and like more than he ever has or whatever. And I started singing, I just wanna speak the name of Jesus. That song came to my mind, you know, briefly after that. And then I watched a prophetic video that was sent to me, and in the feed there was that in the opening worship at Charlie's memorial, that's the song they were singing. And I'm like, oh, wow. And it was just so awesome, you know, if you go and listen to that song, you know, it's just all about ministering to people who are addicted and addictions and don't have peace in their heart and all that kind of thing. And there's a part in there about family. I'm trying to, about your family. I can't think how it goes right now. I'm drawing a blank. Sometimes it's like I have a hard time picking a piece out of a song without saying the whole thing. But anyway, but it just really encouraged me, just really pumped me up. You know, I was like, Lord, that was you, Lord. You know, that was you. You know, and I just know that there's revival coming. And then in this I've heard Brandon say this, and in this prophetic word that I listened to, it said that we're past the point of no return. And Brandon said about, you know, that today was the Lord told him that we're at the point of no return, you know. And then right after that I saw like on YouTube Turning Point, which is Charlie's ministry, you know, and it was like it just reminded me of Dana Coverstone's recent dream where the Lord said, you know, they're not gonna get to do what they want, you know. It's like the Lord said, man's not doing gonna get to do what they want. I'm gonna do what I want, and man's not gonna turn things. It's the Lord that's gonna turn things. It was just like he just like spoke to me. We're at the point of no return, you know. Turning point of no return. I just like that just caught me like that. I mean, it was just like wow.
What do you think he
So
meant by
great.
that?
Well, like I just said, that man's not going to do what he wants. God's going to do what he wants. He's doing things and point of no return. In other words, there's just like everything we've been hearing, things are going to start happening left and right. The Lord's bringing judgment. He's bringing revival. There's, all this stuff at once. So.
So the point of no return is that now it's not made up to us, it's up to him. He's going to do what he wants to do from now on. It's not that your own personal self. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just that you're talking about worldwide. He's
Right.
taking over. Okay.
Yeah, man's not gonna do what they want to do. It's like, okay, think about this. And this is what the Lord's been showing me. And I know it's probably been spoken a bit. It's just really, I was like, have such a realization of this. This new world
Okay.
order that they're bringing about is like, the Tower of Babel. They had their agenda. This whole AI thing and all this is like playing God, and that's so involved in things that are going on right now and decisions and stuff like that that's being made. And it's like the and oh, and the other day it hit me with these earthquakes going worldwide. You know how in the Tower of Babel the Lord scattered them, and it was also in the days of Peleg, which the Lord divided the land. I forget how it says it, but and that had to have been with earthquakes. So we get these earthquakes coming, and it's like the Lord is disrupting their plan, just like he did way back then. And it's just like, wow. So this is just all this stuff that the Lord's been showing me here lately, and it's just like, it's amazing. He's doing something big, as we all know, but it's so awesome though for the Lord to just really show you stuff and give you a strong realization and knowing within, personally. So, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, Andrew.
Missy was saying there about he divided the languages. You could be speaking the same language, and yet there's a division in language. That's the narratives that have been going on, quite familiar with all of these things that have been going on. And there's dividing in the land too. Like there's people who are at odds with each other, even here in Canada and stuff, and all over the world, I think. And this narrative is one that has the language of properness and holiness and righteousness, and just for some people it's just common sense too, where there's no common sense, and it's just a division of all these peoples. They speak in the same language, but they're just divided. During the COVID, we got a Bible verse, I think in chapter 18 after the fact. We got that 18:23 and 24 about sorcery in Revelation 18:23-24, the last two verses. And the Lord showed me something recently that this sorcery, the pharmakia stuff, not just where they try to legalize it in the hospitals, but there's also illegal pharmakia. They just sunk a ship there in New Mexico. And over this pharmakia stuff, there's legalization of this stuff in certain places. And this caused not only a lot of people to die, I forget how many it is per year in Canada or in the States. I'm sure it's like the same percentage per population, I think. Mm-hmm. And you being like, we're only 1/10 of your population, or just maybe a little bit more than that. But it's a ratio for how many people you have in your country, I think. But not only that, but all the damage that it does. You know, I was looking at some of these police chases and how people were arrested on the highways, and it seems like every car they're stopping, they have this illegal pharmakia or sorcery in the cars. You know, it's causing property damage, damage to families, damage to everyone, and it's almost like almost every family has someone they know about. You know, it's just a sad thing. So I just never thought of it from that perspective, that it's the same spirit there. And the 24th verse does say that that along with the other things in the 23rd verse is responsible for quite a lot of stuff. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Well, for the sorcery here in verse 23, yeah. A lot of slain upon the earth just from that, you know, like all those times where every nation used to come against the drugs, you know, it's just a whole new avenue he showed me there, and it was weird because it just came to me when Friday. When I was listening in on the worship, and I went, "What's this he's telling me now?" You know. Anyway, so praise and glory to God for that, and He's working on me to see things that I never saw before. So praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I've got family members over there close to the fault there at New Madrid. Lord, I thank you for saving them. And I also thank you, Lord, for bringing them out of harm's way, leading them in Jesus' name. In fact, most of my family's there, and I thank you for getting them out of there, Lord, when it's time. In the name of Jesus. All right, we've got a... song to sing hometown. What's the matter, miss? You don't like my singing? Go ahead.
I was just thinking, I have a niece.
Praise God.
My brother's oldest daughter, Anna. She lives in California, San Francisco area, I believe. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for watching over her and keeping her and doing whatever it takes. We send forth the angels to keep her, protect her, translate her back home here, whatever it is you got to do, or even put it in her to leave ASAP.
Amen.
However you want to do that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Anna.
Amen. Okay, let's see here if I can get Judy ready to go here. All right, Judy. Got a song to sing. Unless somebody's got something else. Ben, do you want to sing? Okay.
just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire. I just want to speak the name.
Great song. Who was that? That wasn't Stephen McWhirter.
We be lions. Here be lions. Here be lions. We are lions. We're
We're
like
lions.
lions, Michael.
Okay. All right. Never give up. Never give up. I'm trying to find something here. I'll find it. Oh, did I ever tell y'all about the time that Lake, John Lake, got a lady in there in his DHT headquarters there? Divine Healing Technician Headquarters. And the men couldn't get her prayed for. She knew everything. And Lake said, well, don't worry about it. Said, she's a full gospel and she knows all the little things that people do, laying hands on them, and it's not working for her. Well, she's got doubt and unbelief. He said, I'll take care of it. So what he did, he called her in there and he said, she said, first off, she said the woman was there and the woman said, yeah, everybody else laid hands on me. So just go ahead and lay hands on me. He said, he stopped there for a moment. He said, are you a Christian? She said, well, of course I am. Sure I am. Well, you got the Spirit of God in you, don't you? She said, well, of course I do. He said, all right. He said, I'm not going to pray for you. I'm not going to lay hands on you. But here's what you're going to do. I want you to go over there and sit in that chair. He had a chair over there. It was kind of like a chaise lounge line type of thing. He said, I want you to go over there and sit there. And he said, are you saved? She said, I've told you I'm saved. So he told her, he said, so Jesus lives in your spirit, right? And she said, yeah. So he said, I want you to go over there and sit. And for a few minutes, I don't want you to do anything else. Just sit there. Said, I'm not going to pray for you, and I don't want you to pray. I want you to just sit there and realize that as much as Jesus is in your spirit, I get this, he wants to be in your soul and in your flesh. And I want you to let him out of your spirit into your flesh. And this lady was thinking, she said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And she sat there for a few minutes and started thinking about it. Lake said, is Jesus in your flesh yet? She said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And he waited a few more minutes. And he said, just recognize that Jesus is in your spirit and he wants out. Now follow what he's doing here. Let him out. Just let him into your flesh. In a few more minutes, he said, so where's Jesus? Have you let him out yet? And this woman looked at him and said, he's in my flesh, just like he's in my spirit. He said, yeah. And she goes, no, he's in my flesh, just like he's in my spirit. And she started getting more and more excited and started saying, I got it. I got it. I understand. He's in my spirit and he's in my flesh. And he looked at her. And he said, well, if he's in your spirit, then death can't be in your spirit. She said, well, of course not. And he said, well, then if he's in your flesh, then death can't be in your flesh either. She said, that's right. He said, well, if death's not in your flesh, then you can't get sick. You can't be sick. She said, you're right. He's in my flesh. I'm healed. And she got up healed. And said, why? He didn't lay hands on her. But what she did, she recognized and let the spirit that was in her into her flesh. And she had faith to believe that he could do that. That was all by faith. And you see how he took her along and brought her into that realization that the Spirit of God is in your spirit. And if you turn, now this is the way to get healing for yourself. I'm doing it myself. I'm doing it myself. I know God's going to heal me like that. It ain't going to be some supernatural slapping on my head that, you know, I'm healed. Lake didn't lay hands on her, but what she did, she recognized and let that spirit that was in her heal her already. That means that the Spirit of God in her the whole time was there to heal. He's the same thing with us. He's there to heal. That's how we walk in divine health. You just believe it and confess it every day. Thank you, Lord. I'll walk in divine health as all my cells are running out the enemy. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Now, that takes a lot of trust into what Lake was doing there. But he said it in a way that encouraged her to do these things. And that's the way you're going to have to do it, or I'm going to have to do it. And I was trying that out a little bit today. I've been reading this probably for about a week now, trying to ascertain as to how to do this. Does anybody not understand what I'm saying? No? Yeah, Andrew.
You know, they caught a woman in the Gospels. She was caught in the very act, you know.
Yep.
And Jesus stooped over and he was moving the soil, you know, moving the sand. Everybody wants to know what he wrote in the sand. But it kind of makes me think that maybe he was demonstrating just how sovereign God was, because he's going to move all these people to drop their rocks. You know, he's moving it. He's moving the soil. He's writing something. But, you know, man is made out of the sand, the dust of the earth. And he just demonstrated by writing in the sand what was actually going to happen in the spirit. Because these were old covenant people into new covenant people. So the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and them that... He can move someone who's unsaved, like the judge that's not a good judge there, you know? He finally gave in to the widow, you know? And I was just kind of wondering about that, because that when you were talking about that, that came to my mind. And this Jesus can move your flesh that's made out of the dust of the earth, can't he? And that's just kind of neat. You know, I'm going to have another look at that. Anyway, praise God.
Praise the Lord, yeah. It's not right for us to be sick, is it, as a child of God? It's not right for it. And I think it's time that we all come to that point where we just trust God. Lord, I thank you, I'm healed. Glory to God. This infirmity.
You know,
go ahead.
Amen. You know, he put the clay in the guy's eyes, and it and signifiedly he said, go to the scent pool and wash. You know, that means, you know, you don't smell anything. But it's a spirit thing, and the clay, after he washed this, the sand cleansed his, because man is made out of, so he made the eyeballs out of the sand too, you know, and he had it washed with the water of the word, sanctified and cleansed, you know, and his the scent, the pool shalom is the interpreted scent, but you don't see scent. And you know something smells funny, and no one had beans for supper the previous day, when you know, or even you know, some people say, well, that just tastes funny, you know, or tastes not right, you know, woke. Okay, I'll use that word, and it smells funny, you know, and it smells bad, you know, and of course the scent there was the scent of the Spirit of God, you know, cleansing his eyes in that pool from the sand that was in his eyes, from repairing them, I guess. Yeah.
Amen. What about the woman without any, with the issue of blood? She didn't have Jesus in her, but she saw Jesus walk. She said, if I could just touch his garment, if I could just touch that garment, I can be healed. He never even doused her with oil. He never laid hands on her, but she got up there and she found her a hem. She grabbed that hem and instantly was healed because of her faith. That's the faith God wants us to have for our healings as well. Lord, I thank you that when I pray, I thank you, Lord, that when your spirit comes out of my spirit into my flesh, I'm healed, Lord of God. And I give you access to my whole body right now in Jesus' name. And I'm healed, glory to God. I can hear, and my sinuses are cleaned up, and all of my joints are okay. And anything else that might be trying to trip up there, glory to God, is healed. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the way we do it. We just believe. I thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I ain't no doubt in my mind. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, the Lord did something for me earlier today that goes along with, you know, what he'll do for you. Well, it started raining yesterday. And we didn't have any real hard rain, but it looked like we could possibly get some hard rain overnight. So I've been going through a trial with the roof here, tripping sometimes if it rains really hard. So I moved my table out of the way that had my Bible sitting on it. And it didn't rain hard overnight. We didn't get any dripping. So then this morning, I was over in the family room. I had some music playing over here, but I was over in the family room, and I was praying and everything, and I come back over, and I went and put my glasses on, and I see a couple spots of wet on, and I'm like, and then I look down, and here, my prayer meeting notebook was wet. My Bible was sitting right beside it, opened up. My recliner was a little wet and the floor was a little wet. And, but my Bible didn't have one drop of water on it. It splattered other places, but it didn't splatter onto my Bible. I mean, it was right there. I mean, it was like this close to my, where my, prayer meeting, notebook was. I was like, thank you, Lord. I mean, it didn't, I felt it. There was not one wet spot on it at all. Not even on the edges where the leather is or anything like that. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
How much more our bodies will he heal us and do things for us that are, you know, of real.
I like to think of it like this, Missy. How easy was it for you to get saved and believe it? Same thing. It's the same thing. Well,
Write it.
but no, it same thing.
That was, what you're saying there is what Brandon shared once, that the Lord showed him. You would fight somebody if they tried to tell you weren't saved, wouldn't you? You believe that with all your heart, right? Well, then, okay, healing is part of your salvation. So don't accept anything other than that.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're all healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. All right. Yep, there's no anxiety either. Somebody posted out, I think that's Judy. No anxiety or fear. Oh, okay, Missy. And fear at all. Thank you, Jesus. In the coming days, there's not going to be no fear. Why? Because the greatest power in the universe is parked right inside of you. He said, what did he say? 10,000 can fall on your lap, and nothing shall come nigh you. Ain't gonna happen. Psalm 91, do it. Do it, do it, do it. I try to do it every day, but I forget sometimes. So, Lord, just keep my remembrance on Psalm 91. How many of you got it memorized? I hadn't memorized it yet, but I'm trying. I'm doing it. Okay, good. It's kind of shaky, but you got it. Okay. All right. You got it, Debbie? You got it memorized?
Parts of it, not the whole thing.
Bits of it,
I'd like
the
to get it
best
all.
parts of it.
I'd like to get it all put together, yeah.
Okay. Praise God. I haven't yet, but I'm going to when I get the time. And but just in case, I've got an index card with it on it, so I don't I carry it with me. Yeah, Julie.
I think we all have it in our heart. It's
Yeah.
there. God's written it there. We just, just when we need it, you may not need the whole thing every time, but just I've used just parts of that chapter, when it was relevant. Like when the fires were threatening around here, I just kept, saying no plague would come near my dwelling place. I just was
Amen.
quoting that part of it, and that the Lord would protect me. And so yeah, I think we have it there. It's already written on our heart. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So
Amen.
it'll flow. It's there.
Yeah, everything we've read in the Bible is right here. And when the Holy Spirit sees need, yep. When the Holy Spirit sees needs to bring it forth, it'll come forth. I've had that happen to me many times. So where'd that come from? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Missy, go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like it's like a piece of scripture that I'm not real familiar with, but the Lord brings it to me and it comes out of my mouth, and it's like, yeah, where'd that come from? That had to have been the Lord, because I didn't realize that it was ingrained in me like that, I guess is the best way to say it. I didn't think, I didn't I never had made the effort of memorizing it, or it wasn't a piece of scripture that I meditated on a lot or about or whatever, but it was still there. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I had a preacher tell me one time, he said, how do you remember all of those scriptures? I said, I don't memorize them. I said, Lord puts them in me. He gives them to me at the right time. And that's the Holy Spirit does that. So he'll do it once, he'll do it again, won't he? When the time is right, you'll need it and he'll have it. Praise God for this wonderful God that we serve. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are welcome to come out into my flesh anytime. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you invite J Jesus to go walking with you when you go walking or go downtown or whatever it is? I do. I said, come on, Jesus, let's go. All right, let's go, Michael. Yeah, or bike riding or whatever. Yeah. He loves to do that. He loves for us to commune with him like he's a, you know, our brother. Thank you, Jesus. And always thank him, always, just every, all the time you can think about it, thank the Lord. Just thank him all the time. I thank him all the time. It don't have to be nothing real big, you know, just, Lord, I just thank you. What's that song? There's a song or something like that. That's by, it's by one of those black gospel guys, Mr. Lee Williams. Yeah. All right. Anybody got anything they want to share that we hadn't shared tonight? I'll tell you what. What's the difference? I'll just give you something. I'll give you something to chew on. What's the difference between Rhema and Logos? I need one of these men to step up. Joe, Andrew, or Ben? Joe,
Michael, I
Andrew,
don't
or
know.
Ben? Go ahead, Joe.
My part will be logos is a written word, and rhema is a manifesting in your life. It's a living word. It's a word you put in your heart to be living and active. Logos is a dead word. If it's not been acting on, it's not been living. That's my short part of it. Andrew can fill it up.
Yep.
Okay, then, if I have to fill it up, then I, you know, my mama told me it's always a rhema. They told me right here on UBM. Anyways, that's the way it should be, because God's word creates, you know, and living is the word of God and active. So it's got to be active. In him we live, move, and have our being, and Jesus is the name called the word of God. So And you know, there's those words in Timothy, the mystery of godliness, which is manifested in the flesh, you know. And we talked a bit about that today, too. And, so, you know, there's just so much, you know, that the witness of the name that you were baptized into has to come through, you know, because we rejoice that our names are written in the heavens. And we're seated. We're made to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the name manifests. Whether he the Holy Spirit name part of it, that teaches the Comforter that comes into you in his name. Okay. That's one of the three names they, and then they dunked you, you know, so, and then you got the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, and then you have to have the manifestations of the gifts and the blessings. So, you know, sometimes we need to meditate on these things quite a bit, you know, and so active. Well, why not? Because you're supposed to be a son of God. You know, you're supposed to be a son and sons and daughters. God dwells in you and walks. So let him walk. You know, you don't go before him. He goes before you. Jesus always said, follow me. So you better follow him. And I'm sure that's what the Father said to Jesus. You better speak what I tell you to speak, and you better do what I tell you to do. And he'll set it up. We're kind of slow, you know, so he has to set it up for us. So praise God for that, because if he doesn't set me up, I don't know what's gonna. There's not a lot of time left. We have to do what's the right thing to do. What he gave us to be and to do. You know, work and work, work, word and work, word and deed. You know, the word should bring forth the deed all the time, the work all the time. Faith without works is dead, yeah, but it's every good word and work. Every good word and deed. You know, it says that in the scriptures, you know. Anyway, praise and glory to God for it all. And lead us, guide us, and keep us in these times, Lord. Amen.
So a rhema word is any logos word that you act upon, right? Just in simple terms. It's not what a lot of these Pentecostal churches say, you know, where they say, well, you got to get a rhema word before you do anything. You know what I'm saying? You ever heard them say that? Many times. I've heard them say it many times. Well, you can't go out there and heal somebody until you get a word from the Lord. Well, it says all in the Bible, let it go ye out and preach the gospel and heal the sick and raise the dead. That's the word I look at. Go ahead, Missy.
I know of a really sad situation. I knew somebody personally that had cancer. And one morning Merle woke up. He knew her too. She had colon cancer. And he woke up and he was praying. He says, Lord, you know, he's praying for her, and Lord, you got to heal Kristen, you know. And the Lord says, and he kept praying and he kept praying, and the Lord just like cut him off and said, it's done. And so he was. I told her about this, and she says, well, the Lord didn't tell me. And that was right in the time where I was coming into some understanding of by whose stripes you were healed. This is before I even came to UBM. And there was a so-called elder that was encouraged by the fact that, you know, and encouraged her to believe like that or whatever, like, you know, well, she said she's ready to go and be with the Lord, you know, and stuff like that. She just wouldn't receive that word. And she did die. It was so sad. It was so heartbreaking. Because she thought she had to hear from the Lord personally. Well, she did, as David teaches us, she did. It's written right there in the Word. Sad.
Amen. Well, Lord, we thank you for your word. It tells us all kinds of good things in it, Lord, and we just have to read it and study it and find out who you are and act just like Jesus. Act just like him. Walk just like him. Talk like him. Lord, teach me to talk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus, full of love and grace and mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I mean that. All right, anybody else? Thank you, Lord, for all the trials and tribulations coming ahead of us. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, that the man child's coming to lead the bride into the wilderness. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Lord. I remember right before I came here, I had a dream that there was people around me, and in front of me was a desert, and there was a fence in front of me, barbed wire fence. And I went through that fence and walked out into the wilderness, into the desert. It looked like a desert. So I knew when I come here, it's going to be like that. And it's been good, and it's been ups and down, but it's all for our good. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? We got about 12 minutes left. Don't do that. Don't do that. I just wonder how it all is going to transpire. Oh, there's some good news, too. Oh, my goodness. I'll let you know in the morning, Debbie. Well, that's good news. It's real good news.
What about us, Michael?
Is that just for Debbie, or is it not for us, Michael? Cannot do that.
Okay, I won't. All right, y'all have to give me a few minutes here now till we get offline. How many of you think that I have a belief system that Jesus won't do some things that we think he won't do? Does that make any sense? Well, it should have. It sounded all right to me. How many of you believe that Jesus can do anything? Okay, if you believe that, I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to give you a question. And that was a trick question. Can Jesus lie? Well, you just got through saying he could do anything. Okay, well, you knew what I meant. That's what I meant, though. If you believe that
Jesus... Yeah, you knew what we meant, too. You knew what we meant, too.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yes, Jesus can... If you've got a problem, he can handle it. There's no problem too big for Jesus at all. I have seen that. I have seen him do things that blew my mind. And that don't take much either. But anyway, go ahead, Missy. That's
he'll
right.
Solve
Jesus will
he'll
fix
solve
it.
Any problem for us, but it's not always the way we think or the way we want him to do it.
I don't ever put any limits on what he can do. If you believe it, he'll do it. And it, like you said, it might not be the way that you think he's going to do it, but he'll
right.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do it. If you endure in your faith, then you'll see it happen. You'll see it happen. How many of you is believing for
Michael?
Family? Yeah, Joe.
Sorry to interrupt, but if you think about, about Joshua and Caleb, in the two spies. Remember, by going to the promised land. But if you ever think about that, if, say, for instance, now Jesus is a, but no, to Caleb, if you put Joe in there with Jesus, if you put in Caleb's place Julie with Jesus, so if you got Jesus with you, you got your, you got in the wilderness, you can do anything. So yeah. I know it's two names, but you and Jesus can do anything. It's just a different way for me to look at it. Does it make sense?
That's right. Jesus and you can do anything. Look at that teenage boy that went out there.
Good. Just made sense to
look at that teenage boy that went out there and whooped that giant with a slingshot, for goodness sake. He didn't have an AK-47. Glory to God. All he had was a slingshot and a smooth river rock. Ow, that was the end of it. Then he went up there and cut his head off. Yeah, right between the eyeball. He got him. Knocked him out cold as a cucumber. Then he went over and took his head. Did he tell him what he was going to do to him? He said, "This day I'm going to take your head off your shoulders." That's what we ought to be confessing every. This day I'm going to take your head off your shoulders, devil. You've been messing with me too long. This is ending today. That's got to, I'm talking about right now. And that's the attitude God loves for us to take. Can't you just see God up here? He said, look at my boy Michael down there. Glory to God. He's believing all this weird stuff, and we're doing it for him, and he's just having fun. Or look at what Andrew's doing down there. Golly. He's believing for all these wonderful things. And thanking me for it already. He knows it's done. That's my God. I think about that a lot, about God being up there on the throne. He's cheering us on. Y'all believe that? I do. I believe that. I know Jesus is. Jesus always tells me when I tell him, "So come on, Jesus, let's go." He tells me, "I'm waiting on you. Let's go." That's what Jesus says. I love Jesus. I mean, he puts up with my nonsense. He's got so much grace and mercy. Golly. I'll tell you what, the funniest thing I saw was when we were doing enemy's camp that time in Friday night, I think it was. Jesus showed up and he said, David was sitting down on enemy's camp, for goodness sake. You don't sit down on enemy's camp. That's when you get up and boogie. Anyway, he said, he come up out of the floor. He said, "Tell David to get up." I said, "Yes, sir." And I went over and I said, "David, stand up. Jesus wants you to stand up. Stand up. You ain't standing up, boy. Stand up." So I didn't do it like that. I just told him, I said, "Lord said for you to stand up." So he stood up and the Lord came over there. This was an awesome time for me. And so he gave David a great big hug. He said, "I've been wanting to do that." Golly. And he did, and he gave him a hug, and he said, "Now tell him to dance with me." I said, "David, Jesus wants you to dance with him." Now, if you got to know David, he's very stoic, not given to those kind of antics, dancing around and all that. But to his credit, when I told him Jesus said to dance with him, he went to boogieing. He started dancing with him. That was awesome. He danced with him the whole song. Anyway, A reason I bring it up all the time because it made an impression upon me. All right, has anybody else got anything? We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Oh, that time that the Lord, he was playing peekaboo with me in fellowship. He was up on the ceiling, up around the ceiling somewhere. And I'm trying to think about how he did it. Oh, he said, I see you, Michael. I looked around to see if anybody else was looking. He did. Oh, he's a hoot. Lord has got a sense of humor. I mean, look at me. Golly, he's got to have a sense of humor. My goodness. And I tell you what, he loves us all the same. He does. He don't have no favorites. You know what he wants all of us to do? Does anybody know what he wants us all, every one of us to do? That's good. I'm not going to do me one of them too. You know what he wants us to do? Does anybody know what God wants us to do? Nobody? Okay, Julie.
He wants us to believe him. He wants us to believe him and rest and act in faith and rejoice and praise him and worship him and thank him and share about who he is and just be who we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus. But maybe you have
Well,
something more specific in mind, Michael. I don't know.
I did. Go ahead, Missy.
He wants us to believe as he is in this world, even so are we.
That's true. That's true.
We abide in him and walk as he walked.
Okay, that's what I was looking for right there. He wants us to look like Jesus, don't he? He wants us to look like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and act like Jesus. And we do that by faith. That's all it is. He'll do it in us, for goodness sake. All we got to do is believe. That's what's the good part about it. Praise God. Yeah. We have to demand our God-given rights. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent against the devil curse take it by force. Yeah, and another thing that we have to do is what? Bring the kingdom of heaven down to earth as it is on earth. And how we do that? Walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, act like Jesus. Somebody ought to write a song about that. All right, well, we're about out of time here. Lord, I thank you for tonight, and I thank you, Father, that this is a turning point for a lot of people. And I praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing in us, that it's going to be an awesome next 7 years. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight and having fun with us. I know you were having fun with us, and I praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.